Hi guys, so today I'm going to be talking about the title, which is Everything Happens for a Reason. I know it's like a cliche and like you're probably tired of hearing that phrase, but that is the topic of today. So sit back and enjoy this podcast. Okay, first off, I hope you guys are staying safe. And I would advise you guys to not panic, because panicking is the worst thing you can do in a situation, in a bad situation. So just sit tight, and by God's grace, it's gonna blow over. Okay, so everything happens for a reason. You're gonna do this with me. We're just gonna sit and think back to something bad or not so pleasant that has happened to you, and like think about the after effect, and then realize like, oh wow, if that hadn't happened, then this wouldn't have happened. So like a domino effect, one thing leads to another thing. So even though like right now whatever you're going through is really difficult, just know it's happening, so something better can come of it. According to Google, a domino effect or chain reaction is the cumulative effect produced when one event sets off a chain or similar events. That's basically what it is. It's a small blimp in your life that can lead to a larger scale reaction, basically. And I want to emphasize the small blimp. Sometimes when we go through something that we feel is so utterly horrible, that's how it is in the moment. But most of the time, give it a few weeks, a month, and most of the time you forget about it. That's why like one of my favorite phrases is, beef is pointless, because what's the point? You're gonna forget about it in like a month, a week, 2 weeks. Please note that when I say something horrible, I'm talking about like social life, like something embarrassing happening, a friend leaves you, boyfriend of 4 years dumps you. Like, yeah, in the moment, it's gonna be utterly horrible. But just know that 4 years out of your life is a lot, but then again, compared to you being, what, 18, 24, 4 years is like, forgive my math, like a quarter? No, that's not even a quarter. You're like less than. Yeah, it's less than a quarter of your life. So if something horrible is going on, just know that this is for now. And yes, it's going on now, but I'm gonna learn from it. I'm gonna grow from it. I'm gonna better myself from it. I'm not just gonna sit and blame this one thing that happened in my life for everything else that happens in my life. For example, I used to blame the fact that I was bullied to like my lack of self-confidence, and that is so stupid. Like, honestly, it's so dumb, because if someone tries to kick you down, you don't stay down, you get up. No, yeah, you do. You don't like let that one thing that happened for 2 years define your whole life. And that's basically what I'm trying to say in this podcast.
I'm gonna say another cliche phrase, that is, you need to fail in order to pass. I know most of my audience is like African, you know, mostly Nigerian, and like, you know how your parents like always expect so much from you, they don't expect you to fail, and like I feel being raised that way isn't like the best thing, because you're human, you're allowed to fail, you're allowed to have one bad grade, you're allowed to mess up once, because it's normal, it's a human thing. You can't be perfect like they expect you to be. So I don't want like any of you guys beating yourself up about that, just know, yeah, I failed. I'm allowed to fail. But what am I going to do with that failure? Am I going to learn from it? Or am I just going to keep failing, you know? And I feel like that's the important thing. You're supposed to learn from the mistakes, learn from the bad experiences, and move forward. Keep pushing. Don't just stay stuck. This is a really short podcast because I'm trying to generalize more than talk about myself. If you like this format better than me talking about my life stories and giving examples, please let me know. And I hope you enjoyed it. Again, stay safe. And yeah, just please stay safe and have a good day.